Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is November 27th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading live from Eastford Baptist Church. Thank you all so much for tuning in so faithfully this week. I did not get that big buck. Hey, what can I say? Hopefully, Lord willing, I'll be able to get out there a few more times throughout December, and hopefully then I'll be able to get it. But appreciate your prayers throughout the week. It was a good week. Trust you had a great Thanksgiving, and I did. It was an awesome one, and praise God for that. But I'm glad to be back and back with you live each and every day to read the Bible. Today we are going to pick up in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, 1 Peter chapter 4, continuing through the prophet Micah chapter 2, and then Luke 11. So let's get into the Word today. 1 Chronicles chapter 23 today. 1 Chronicles 23. And so when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upwards, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000, of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. And David divided them into the courses among the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, Merari. Of the Gershonites were Laadan and Shemaiah, and the sons of Laadan, the chief of Jehiel, and Zetham, and Joel, three. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith, and Haziel, and Haran, three. These were the chief of the fathers of Laadan, and the sons of Shemaiah were Jahath, Zinah, and Jeush, and Beruri. These four were the sons of Shimei. Jahath was their chief, and Zizah the second, but Jeush and Berara had not many sons, and therefore they were in one reckoning according to their father's house. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four. The sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Aaron were separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. Now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eleazar, and of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel was the chief, and the sons of Eleazar were Rahabiah, the chief, and Eleazar had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shaholamith, the chief. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah, the first. Amariah, the second. Jehielzel, the third. And Jechamiam, the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah, the first. And Jeshiah, the second. The sons of Merari, and Mahalai, and Mushi. The sons of Mahalai, Eleazar, and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons but daughters, and their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them. The sons of Mushi, and Mali, and Edar, and Jehemoth, three. These were the sons of Levi, after the house of their fathers, even the chief of their fathers, as they were counted by number of the names of their polls, that did the work of the service of the Lord, of the house of the Lord, from age 20 years and upward. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also unto the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it for the service thereof. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts, in the chambers, and the purifying of all the holy things, and the work of the service of the house of the Lord, both for the showbread, and for the fine flour, and the meat offering, and for the unleavened cakes, and for that which is baked in the pan, and for that which is fried, and for all manner of measure and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and to likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt in or burnt sacrifices unto the Lord in the Sabbaths and the new moons and on the set feasts by number according to the order commanded unto them continually before the Lord, and that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation and the charge of the holy place and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of the Lord. That was 1 Chronicles chapter 23. Let's move on over to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4. One more chapter of that book for tomorrow. 1 Peter chapter 4. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand, but be ye sober, therefore, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. And every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and their part is resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. And yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. That was 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's move on over to the prophet Micah. Micah chapter 2. Micah chapter 2 today. Micah chapter 2. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is the power of their hand. And they covet fields and take them by violence, and houses and take them away. So they oppress a man in his house, even a man in his heritage. And therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil. In that day shall one take up a parable against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, we be utterly spoiled. He hath changed the portion of my people. How hath he removed it from me? Turning away, he hath divided our fields, and therefore thou shalt have none that shalt cast a cord by lot in the congregation of the Lord. Prophesy ye not. Say they to them that prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them, that they shall not take shame. O thou that art named of the house of Jacob, in the Spirit of the Lord straighten, are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Even of late my people is risen up as of an enemy. And then ye pull off the robe with the garment from that that passeth by securely, as men averse from war. And the women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses. From the children have ye taken away my glory forever. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. If a man walking in the Spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall be the prophet of the people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of the fold. And they shall make a great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The breaker is come up before them, and they have broken up, and have passed through the gate, and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and the Lord of the head of them. That was Micah chapter 2. Move on over to our final reading today in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 this morning. Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive every one that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from withal shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot arise and give thee. And I say unto thee, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, and yet because of his inopportunity he will rise and give him as much as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seeketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask of him? And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil had gone out, the dumb spake. And the people wondered, but some of them said, He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? And therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. And when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he come upon him, and overcome him, he taketh from him all of his armor, wherein he trusted, and divide the spoil. And he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. And when the unclean spirit is gone out of man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. And then goeth he, and taketh to him 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. And the men of Nineveh shall rise up in this generation with this generation and shall condemn it. And they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it under a secret place, neither putteth he under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they might come in and may see the light. The light of the body is the eye, and therefore when thine eye is single, the whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, the body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. And if thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part of the dark, the whole shall be full of the light. and when the bright shining of the candle doth give thee the light. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisees saw that, when the Pharisees saw it, they marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness? Ye fools, did not he that make that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herb, and pass over judgment of the love of God. And these ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you Pharisees, for ye love the uttermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves, which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. And then answered one of the lawyers, and said unto him, Master, thus sayest thou, reproachest us also. And he said, Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to borne, and you yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. And therefore also the wisdom of God, and therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed for the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. And the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not unto yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him. Well, that was our reading today for November 27th, 2022, the Lord's Day. Thank you all so much for joining me. Again, it is the Lord's Day, so I want to urge you, be in church today, okay? 9:15 Sunday school. We have Sunday school for all ages, and also for our worship service at 10:30 today. It's going to be a great day in the Lord. I also want to urge you that I know this week was Thanksgiving week, and I know a lot of us may have gotten behind on our Bible reading this week. Don't get behind. Listen to all of them. Listen to all of them throughout the day. Get ahead on your Bible reading and make sure you leave a comment or a reaction, because if you haven't done that, then I will not mark it down. You won't be eligible for the prize at the end. Again, it's not about prizes. It's all about just making a habit of being in the Bible this year, but you also want the prize, because it's a good prize at the end. I have a good one for you. So make sure that you mark that, or make sure that you leave a reaction or a comment in the comment section, or just leave a thumbs up or something like that to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. But that said, again, just want to urge you to be in church today. Invite somebody out. It's a great way for them to hear the gospel, but it's good for you too to be here to hear God's word preached. But that said, let's start our Lord's Day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted to us, another Lord's Day. We praise you and thank you for your goodness to us and your grace, and we thank you so much for Jesus. And Lord, I pray that he would get the glory today. I pray that perhaps, God, you'd be working in someone's heart today to just move on their heart and save their soul, Lord. That would thrill my heart today, and I know it would thrill all my brothers and sisters. But, Lord, I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters today, Lord, no matter what they may be doing. I pray, God, that you would get the glory through us, and, God, that we would just honor you, Lord, with our thoughts, actions, and attitudes. We love you, and we praise you, and we give you that glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. See you in a little bit, everybody. Bye now.